Open 6 5 4 3 2 1. Begin transmission.
Thank you for calling. The toll-free number you have dialed is currently being checked for trouble. Please try your call later.
It's 8:37 p.m.
Oh, it's just laughable how inaccurate that clock is. And there's some mild irony here, but we'll get into that for a second. In a second. Yeah, I don't remember, 8:36, whatever time that just said, no. You already know what time it is. I don't have to tell you that it is 19:30 UTC. Why don't I have to tell you this? Because we have already begun the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this committee. And as such, I will be your host for the next 28 and a half minutes or whatever. And as a good host, that means I should probably pour some tea. Oh, yeah. What a considerate host I am. Yeah, too bad you don't get to drink this tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yum, 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 yummy. Ay, ay, ay. Woo. What are we drinking today? Gingin May? Yeah. Still drinking the Gingin May. Drinking the cheap Gingin May today. Can't get enough of it. Gingin May is good. During those times when it is a time. If it is some kind of time, either in your time zone or anyone else's, it might be time for you to drink some Gingin May. It is time for me to drink some Gingin May, because it is always time for me to drink Gingin May. Time. Yeah, we got time around here. A lot of people think, Tobe, why is it so ironic that you have inaccurate clocks? Well, because I'm pretty obsessed with accurate time. But I'm also... I don't know how to explain this. This is a strange thing for me, but what you need to know is I was up late last night watching more videos about watches, because I can't get enough of that tourbillon sort of look. Everybody loves a tourbillon. J'aime les tourbillons. So that was fun, and then I went to bed. Then I tried to fall asleep. And then I couldn't fall asleep because, I don't know, I kept hearing strange noises. I thought I heard dripping. I thought I heard people or animals or stuff walking around in my house. And I know that wasn't happening. It's just my house settling. Oh, I know what it probably was. Right, so needless to say, I just laid there for over an hour just going, oh, why can't I go to sleep? And then I woke up early. Yeah. But I'm not actually tired or anything. I'm actually kind of good. I've got good hand pressure. That was the first thing I noticed. And my hip wasn't too weird. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how do you even check for hand pressure? Yeah. If you're going to check things like blood pressure, you need a sphygmomanometer, right? Right. What do you need to check your hand pressure? Well, you just need a guitar slide. And if you're accustomed to putting that guitar slide on and off a couple times a day, then you start realizing when your hand pressure is good. Because when your hand pressure is good, the guitar slide fits well. When your hand pressure is not good, then your guitar slide is kind of loose. And that is a problem. But no, my hand pressure is pretty good today. I mean, like, really good. And I did, even though I did not fall asleep fast, and even though I did wake up a couple of times, I did sort of sleep okay. And now that I'm thinking about all this, we need to go upstairs to check my theory. Because I have a theory that the reason I couldn't sleep last night was because I kept hearing weird noises, and my house was making strange noises. And why is my house making strange noises? Leave this room. I think my house is making strange noises because it might be warm today. I just looked out the window. It's very sunny. There's less snow on my patio, and I can see standing water. So I'm thinking, if it's warm, and if it was warm yesterday and last night, and it kind of was, yeah, there's standing water out there. If it was warm, my house might have been expanding, and I might have been hearing dripping water outside, like snow on the roof melting or something. Yeah, and as I look at the thermometer, what does it say? I guess it says 48 degrees. 48 degrees F. That's in freedom units. Everybody else wants to know, what is that in smart people measurements? Oh, you mean metric? Well, I have to do a conversion. Let's see. 48 degrees F divided by an American bald eagle times Budweiser equals, yeah, it's about 14 or 13 and a half degrees Celsius. So hold on a second. I just had to come down here and get my glasses because is there something weird outside? Do I see something weird? It's gone. Damn it. I thought I saw something sitting in the bird bath. And I couldn't tell if it was a giant bird or just two birds or if it was a small bird with wings outstretched a little bit. But now there's nobody in there anymore. So I'm trying to look out my windows. Will Ho, who's this? Trying to look out my windows to see what that was, if there's any big birds or anything standing around in the little trees around here. Well, hi. Yeah, Pippa has arrived. She's wondering what I'm doing. Oh, and now she's walking over to the door because she thinks she wants to go outside. And I don't blame her. But we're not going to go outside today. But while I'm here, I'm just going to grab the kitty water and fill it up. What was in my bird bath, I wonder? I don't know. Most curious, most curious. I don't see anything out there now, though. Wait, is there some little bird still in there? No, that's just, I don't know. There must be water in the bird bath. Snow has melted. When snow melts, you get water. And when snow in the bird bath melts, you get bird bath. You get a really cold bird bath, but I don't think birds care all that much. Let's put my glasses back down in their specific place. Yes, I have to put my glasses in a specific place, otherwise I will lose them. If I take my glasses off anywhere else in the house, then 3 hours later I'll be walking around the house going, where the hell are my glasses? I can't find my glasses. Blah, 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 blah. And yes, it happens all the time. So, back into the studio so I can show you this weird thing that I did last night. So, what was I doing last night? Well, I was sitting here, right here in this exact same spot, looking at this pile of baby synthesizers and whatever. And for some reason, I thought, what would happen if I did this? I wonder if I can drive the bit collider with the gate from the sequencer. How would I do that, though? Because we don't have the right connectors. Oh, well, what if I use my clock splitter box, except in reverse? Right? Yeah, so let's turn this stuff on. And let's start plugging this stuff in. Okay, we got boo boops. Yay. This is a good thing. Right. So what I've done is I've run a cable, a short patch cable from the gate output of the baby sequencer into my clock splitter box, which is a passive device, and I plugged it into the output, although the output and input's really no different because, like I said, it's passive. And then I use little breadboard jumpers to jump from the box into the bit collider. And so we get wacky bit collider sounds as usual. Okay, the regular weird stuff, right? Now let's plug in the sequencer. Yeah, come on, turn it on. Okay, so the bit collider's doing its regular random crap here, right? Until we press play on the sequencer. 3, 2, 1. Yeah! It works. Yay! Oh, it's so weird. And yes, the bit collider is very noisy and staticky. All that static you hear is... well, it's okay. It's kind of supposed to be that way. Let's turn some knobs. Oh, low bass. That's so low. That'll blow your speakers up. Stop the sequencer. It goes back to its regular wiggy business, which is always fun. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking how Tobe. But can we hook up drums to it? I don't know. I do not know. Let's kill this. Crackly, crackly, crackly pops. Yeah, I haven't tried to do anything else with this. Maybe we should make some kind of attempt. All right, that means we need to make some room on the table here, though. Which means I gotta move this keyboard and put the microphone down so I can walk over here and grab... ugh. And grab the little mixer because we're going to need to do some mixing. Mixing, mixing, mixing. Hooray. And we just need to turn the mixer on and plug in the pocket operator. We're going to use the pocket operator for the drums today. Is it working? Yes. Okay, we've got drums. And what are we missing here? Oh, we need to run a patch cable from the bit collider to the pocket operator. And we need to put the pocket operator into sync mode and hit play. Okay. And now we need to turn on the bit collider. And what channel did I put that in? There we go. Why does it sound weird? Why is it being weird now? I don't know. Who cares? And now we need to jump the LFO square wave out to the pocket operator for clock purposes. Why does this not want to go in the hole? Get in there. That was weird. Set something off. Oh, because it's clocking. But we don't want that. Hit play on the sequencer. Quick. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, now nothing works at all. Okay. So the sequencer seems to be driving the bit collider, but it can't handle anything else. What happens if we... That doesn't do it any good. All right, let's turn this off. We'll stop the sequencer. And the pocket operator starts up again. Okay, listen to the bit collider. Why is it doing that? Why is it doing this weird stuff? What happens if we unplug the pocket operator? It's still weird. Why is it so damn weird? It wasn't doing this before. Why is this messed up now? This was working perfectly fine 2 minutes ago when we were listening to it by itself. Okay, let's stop all this crap. Okay, and now what happens if we plug the bit collider in directly? Yeah, and it works perfectly fine. Now it's back to normal. And if we hit the sequencer... And we're back to normal. Okay. Stop the sequencer. And the bit collider returns to normal. Okay, fine. Kill it. What does this tell me? This is telling me that... I don't want to say don't buy a pocket operator. Because, yeah, they're kind of fun in the same way that a retro video game, like an Atari 2600, is kind of fun in that old way, that low-quality old way. But if you needed something new and good or need to work with other things, yeah, no. This is the problem with teenage engineering products. Their whole shtick is to be clever. You know, their whole thing is, oh, let's be clever. Let's show people how smart we are and how clever we can do things. Well, yeah, that's all fine and good. But when you're so clever that your stuff, one, doesn't work with other things, when it's incompatible with other things, that's not so great. You know what I'm saying? And then number two, when your product is so clever that it actually prevents other things from working properly, now you really sort of have a problem, okay? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm starting. Okay, so, you know, for the last 2 weeks, we've had all these problems trying to sync other things up with the pocket rod operator. And sometimes it works. You know, sometimes, oh yeah, that works just fine. But as soon as you try to do anything a little bit more complex, it's not going to work. You're going to run into a problem. Yes, this will work just fine if the only thing you own is teenage engineering products. If you have 4 pocket operators and they're OPZ or they're OP1, whichever, then yeah, you're going to be fine. But if you're someone like me, and you're kind of hacky, and you like to build weird little synthesizer crap, all the standards that you use and that you grew up with using are not going to be used by teenage engineering, and therefore you're going to just be up a creek without a paddle. So, yeah. But we got the good news. The good news is what? Well, the good news is that my clock splitter box actually works, and it works in reverse. You know, we tested it out going forward, and we've we couldn't get it to work. Remember, I built this whole damn box just so I could sync the pocket operator up with other things like the bleep drum. The bleep drum, for various reasons, has to be my master clock most of the time because it doesn't have any way to sync in. So if I want to sync it with anything, it has to be the master clock. And so I built this clock box to jump out from the bleep drum and into the clock box, so then the clock box can feed clock to two other things. And everything else works in the clock box except for the pocket operator. I can jump directly to the pocket operator and it'll work. As soon as we hook it up to the clock box, it doesn't work. And that doesn't make any sense. The clock box is an entirely and purely passive device. There's no diodes in it either. It's bi-directional. It works perfectly fine. There is something a little bit too sensitive in the pocket operator, and it doesn't want to work. Anyway, there is some good news to all of this. There is some good news. And what is the good news, Tobe? Well, the good news is I found those stickers that I was looking for that I probably didn't tell you about. But this has been going on for the last couple days. I've been looking for some stickers. You know, whenever you buy anything these days from any kind of little home business or cottage industry, oh, the new thing is to send stickers. It's kind of like being a skateboarder back in the day. Gotta get the stickers. Gotta get the stickers. And so over the last couple years, I guess, I've accidentally acquired a bunch of these stickers. Well, not accidentally. I mean, I have purchased the products, and, you know, I'm not a sticker guy. If I want stickers, I want Hello Kitty unicorns and sparkly stars and scratch and sniff banana stickers, okay? That reminds me, where's my Hello Kitty sticker book? Oh yeah, it's up on the kitchen counter. Okay, I'm going to stick a big fat Hello Kitty sticker on my clock box, I think. I got to go get one. But I've been, okay. What am I talking about? Right, the stickers. So a week or two ago, whenever I bought this little sequencer, the little baby sequencer, the company sent me a sticker. They sent me a sticker with their sequencer. And the hilarious thing is that the sticker is bigger than the product. Wait, let me just double check. Grab the sticker, hold it up to the, yeah. Oh, wait, no. Oh, wait, a closer inspection. Okay. The sequencer is actually 3 millimeters longer than the sticker, but the sticker is, oh yeah, like 13 or 14 centimeters wider than the sticker. Nice. But anyway, that company sent me a sticker, and since I bought one of their accessories to go with the baby sequencer, namely their little power supply plug that we've talked about, that one also came with a sticker. So I got two stickers for that company, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I should start assembling these stickers. Maybe I should get all these stickers together, and maybe I should put them on something. If I'm going to build a synth, I'm going to have to build a rack or something. I'm going to have to put something in a case I can put stickers on, and I can be a cool sticker guy. And I started looking for the other stickers. I've got other stickers for things like did the pocket operator come with? I don't think the pocket operator came with one. But, you know, various other things have. And so, for the last couple days, I've been looking for these stickers. I couldn't remember where I put them, other than I remember putting them somewhere, I thought, in this room. And I wanted to keep them flat. I wanted to keep them safe and flat so they don't get curled up or bent or ruined in any way. And so I remember putting them under something. I remember putting them on a flat surface and putting something else flat on top of them so they will stay flat and protected. Yeah, pretty smart, right? No, wrong! Good job being stupid, Tope, because regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that if I can't see something, I forget that it exists. Yeah, what Piaget stage is that? Like two? One or two? Yeah, that's my brain. So I have put something out of sight. I have taken these small stickers and I've put something larger on top of them. I cannot see them, and therefore I do not remember where they are or where I put them. Oh my God. And I looked in a couple of places. I thought, well, maybe I put them over here. Well, here's something. Here's a flat surface, and here's something heavy. Maybe I put it. No. Yeah, they're right here. They are now here. I'm going to pick them up. I'm going to move this thing, and I'm going to put these stickers. Oh, look at them. They're so nice. I got me some stickers, and this one is messed up. Wait, was this the one that came a little bit messed up, and that's why I decided to store it flat? Yeah, probably. But I did find them. I did find them. I put them under a deck of cards that's on top of a box next to my pocket chip, etc., etc. Oh, we got to get the pocket chip back out again and get that thing, get our touch theremin working again. Touch theremin, so stupid. But it sounds cool though. I mean, it's got that nice, smooth sine or triangle wave sound, so yeah, maybe that'll be the soloing instrument. I don't know. But yeah, speaking of sequencers and synthesizers and stuff, I'm pretty excited. I got the confirmation from the synthesizer company that yes, they got my order and they will now be processing my order. Which I think means that they are going to build the product for me now. I think this company builds to order. I'm not sure why I think this. There was some hint that I got. I don't remember. But yeah, it's kind of odd. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the other thing. I don't know. But it seems to me, like when I ordered this, I got the order confirmation. And then like 3 days later, I got the confirmation, okay, we shipped it out. So it's like, okay, yeah, so you had to build it for me, right? Which is awesome. I love this idea. I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah, just build me some stuff. That's cool. I can handle that. So anyway, that's what we're doing today. We're waiting for... Oh, and I'm looking at the clock. Great. Where does the time go? What was I going to say? I did order the little baby synthesizer. It'll show up, I don't know, soon. And I'm having fun playing my guitars because I have fingernail back again. And what am I going to do with all this baby synth stuff? I got to figure something out. What's the cat doing? The cat, Pippa, is trying to shove something under the door. No, she's trying to get one of my little hair bands. Oh, you like that? It's pretty fun. Yeah, you get it. You're a good baby. My cat is shoving her paws under the door. Hi. Hi, I see your kitty paws. And as I look at the calendar, I notice that we have full moon tonight, which is annoying me because, oh, don't get me wrong, I like full moons, but on my calendar, the symbol is a circle that is empty as opposed to the new moon up here, which is a circle that is black. Normally, when we fill in a circle with black, it means that there is something there. It is a one. A circle that doesn't have anything in it is a zero. It is empty. It is. So why is the empty circle representing the full moon? And why? I don't understand anything in my world. Oh, I'm so confused about my surroundings. Until I remember that you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go. I gotta deal with some cat stuff, probably build some synthesizer stuff, and I gotta play my cigar box guitar.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.